Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Earlier this week, the Los Angeles Clippers sent three players and a first-round draft pick to the New Orleans Hornets for all-star point guard Chris Paul, which would have made every L.A. Hoops fan happy, except for the fact that Chris Paul almost ended up with the Lakers. That move was thwarted by NBA Commissioner David Stern for reasons that remain mysterious to some and maddening to others. Joining me now is Sports Illustrated Sam Amick. Sam, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
The Clippers roster had been improving even before Paul was added to it. Now that he has arrived, how good can this Clippers team be?
Well, I think the operative word there is could. How good could they be? They have two phenomenal pieces now, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. That being said, you know, they're not a very deep team, but tons of potential, and definitely all of a sudden they're an impact team in the Western Conference.
After the trade became official, Kobe Bryant criticized NBA owners for opposing the Lakers' acquisition of Chris Paul, but he also said, quote, "It's about damn time," regarding the Clippers' arrival as a contender. Is Kobe Bryant as conflicted as he sounds?
I don't think so. I think Kobe is probably pretty sure about how upset he is, that not only, like you said, that Chris Paul was going to be a Laker, and is not now. And in addition to that, you know, there was a ripple effect. The Lakers traded one of his best friends and a phenomenal player in Lamar Odom to Dallas as a casualty of this whole situation. So in the, you know, span of 4 or 5 days, Lakerland all of a sudden is in turmoil, and the Clippers, for once, are the top storyline.
Are the Lakers concerned about the growing perception that they are now the boring team in Los Angeles?
I think the Lakers are concerned about that, but in addition, and much more importantly, probably concerned about the way things are operating. The Buss family, Jerry Buss has run this team phenomenally for a long, long time, and his son Jim Buss is now the man in charge for the most part. And so far, I think it's safe to say things are not going all that well, and when your superstar, and especially a guy like Kobe Bryant, is not clear about the direction the team is going in, that's the reasons they're concerned.
The Clippers and the Lakers will first play each other this season on January 14th. That should be fun.
Without question. You know, we'll know by then if the Clippers are off to a good start. We'll know by then if the Lakers are able to get off to a good start themselves. As dynamic and exciting as I think Chris Paul and Blake Griffin can be for the Clippers, I'm not ready to say that they're going to be out in front of the pack. You know, their coach, Vinny Del Negro, is a guy that is still relatively inexperienced, and I think Chris and Blake are going to take some time to come together. And so we shall see. But, you know, without question, it's a new dynamic in L.A.
You know, it's interesting that you mention getting off to a good start, always an important thing in any sport, but more important this year in the NBA than in most.
Absolutely. You're talking about a 66-game season, you know, multiple back-to-back-to-backs for a lot of teams. The Lakers, in fact, are going to start the season with the only set of back-to-back-to-backs that they have. It'll be unique in that sense, and really you can't get too far behind too quickly because you don't have the time to make up like you normally do.
All right, we have a tradition here at Only a Game of asking for a prediction at the end of my conversations, and I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the NBA title this time around, but how long before the Clippers win one?
Oh, boy. I'm not ready to give it to them. You know, Chris Paul is on contract only through next season. There's a ton of uncertainty, so I don't see him winning one of the next 5 years. I don't think this is going to be a championship team.
Sam Amick covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated. Thanks very much, Sam.
Thank you, Bill.